The word for today is thoughts on giving, part 2. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 8 we read, "If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously." The Bible says we have different gifts. If a man's gift is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. Every believer receives grace for giving, but some of us have the gift of giving. Who are these people? They have a gift for making money. Everything they touch turns to gold. They have the Midas touch. They know how to make wise investments and recognize a good deal. Indeed, good deals are drawn to them like iron to a magnet. They know how to get the best return on their money. If you're one of these people, you must realize that your ability to accumulate wealth is actually a gift from God. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." God also says, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go." Isaiah 48 verse 17. But don't let prosperity lead you into pride. You're not wealthy because of your ability to wheel and deal, but because God has blessed you. And he has done it for a reason, so that you can be a blessing to others. God told Abraham in Genesis 12 verse 2, "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." That means when God taps you on the shoulder and tells you to write a check, don't argue with him. Just say, "How much?" You say, "Why should I do that?" Because God could not only add, he can subtract. And that's the word for today on UCB.